It's Tuesday, May 5th, 2020, and I'm Dave Solman. Three things to know today. SMB cybersecurity data from Cisco. How did the Supreme Court do on the phone? And event updates with an eye to the trend. This is the Business of Tech. A pair of security stories to kick us off today. The Washington Post is reporting on a group called the Cyber Alliance to Defend Our Healthcare, which is an alliance of cybersecurity companies and professionals who are working to offer free digital defenses to hospitals being digitally attacked. Launched by C5 Capital, the group has struck deals with 87 hospitals and 4 national health services in Europe and is looking to make arrangements with U.S. hospitals. Next, Cisco has released an SMB cybersecurity report. It's notable that SMBs are defined as 250 to 499 employees, so take that perspective into mind as you consider these findings. SMBs face around the same level of public scrutiny as larger companies. The downtime is roughly the same, with SMBs experiencing only slightly less. Both SMBs and larger companies both have expertise focused on cybersecurity, and these companies' sizes are both focused on keeping their infrastructure updated. And both sizes show similar investments in patch management. So why do we care? Let's start by a nod to the unrealistic nature of calling SMB 250 to 499. Good one, Cisco. Never change. I'd actually say this is more a mid-market to enterprise comparison, but that's still a useful set of data. The challenges are real at all levels, but the perception they're handled differently is one that the data doesn't always stand up to. As for the alliance, I offer that as something for providers to consider. I'm a believer in collaboration, so wanted to highlight another opportunity. The Supreme Court heard its first remote oral argument Monday morning and streamed the event live online for the first time. Besides a brief unmute snafu and one short connection issue, the event was successful. There were small changes to the regular format as justices asked questions in order of seniority rather than the normal open format of spontaneous questioning. So why do we care? In a recent editorial, I focused on how virtual isn't an opportunity for everything. This is not one of those cases. The court is certainly not known for being cutting edge, and this adaption is good to see. Within the reporting is commentary from lawyers who are actually looking forward to a return to the old style, as they appreciated the more open dialogue for driving ideas. That is the angle I want to focus on. If the implementation of technology is shown to degrade the quality of the product, in this case the debate, it won't last. That is the key takeaway. Focus on the business cases and the value you're changing. Again, you can't just make everything remote without compensating for the business. Two events updates. Microsoft Inspire will be free for all partners to attend, proceeding on July 21st and 22nd as planned in a fully virtual format. ConnectWise IT Nation Explorer 2020 will also be online only and will also be free to all interested IT solution providers and MSPs. Why do we care? Online only is the norm now, and I think that a reasonable expectation for a significant period of time. The pricing approach will be interesting to observe. I have clear biases here. I've both run events and also been paid and expect to be paid in the future for some content. I do think there's a model for each, as ultimately all content does need to be paid for, but not necessarily by the participants. I'm not anti-free to participant at all, as I think it has value. There's not enough data yet for me to speak to a trend, so I'm noting this as a watch this space. Today's episode is brought to you by CryptoStopper. As you can see all too frequently, ransomware continues to bypass antivirus and malware protection. Backups will only help you clean up the mess. That is, if they haven't wiped out during the attack. CryptoStopper is specifically designed to add a layer of protection beyond antivirus and anti-malware by detecting and stopping actively running ransomware on a network in less than a second. It uses bait files to detect and stop ransomware and runs parallel to and as part of your current security stack. Add CryptoStopper as protection to an unavoidable threat, differentiating your service offering and allowing you to secure your customers and their trust. For more information or to get a 4-month free trial, visit getcryptostopper.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.